we're not going to compromise on our hard borders just to meet the needs of football. Our football teams have been disadvantaged by the football hierarchy for a long period of time. And if that's what happens, well, then that would be a further disadvantage for West Australian teams. What I'd say to the AFL is the hub arrangement in which teams were going to move to Western Australia and play football was a great arrangement.
WA Premier Mark McGowan talking about the borders remaining closed for those coming in, having to have a quarantine period, and whether or not a hub is still a good idea in the West. Might be a good idea if they allow crowds back before any other state ahead of time. Mark McGowan there, a grab that you probably have heard, but a little grab that we wanted to play in the lead into having Paul Hazelby on the program, Sports Day WA host and former Fremantle star for Dometic, mobile living made easier. Welcome to you, Paul. Great to have you on.
Great to be with you, Duane. Hope all is well.
All is well here. Do you see all well being there by, well, let's say June 8, because that's what it's been talked about as the restart date with the Queen's Birthday game maybe between Collingwood and Melbourne. There's a lot of water that can go under the bridge in the next 5-6 weeks. Do you think in 6 weeks' time we might have the opportunity to fly into Perth without a quarantine period?
No, I don't think so. He was pretty strong, wasn't he, with his comments made yesterday about footy here with a FIFO opportunity. He was strong, but if teams were to come into Western Australia, they would have to be in quarantine for 2 weeks. And currently, most of the Fremantle Dockers and the West Coast Eagles players have just made their way back to Western Australia as well. And those players have gone into quarantine for 14 days. So we talk about 14 days from now, I believe, is when training should resume, given that our Western Australian teams were banned around training in groups of 10 before all the other states had the opportunity to do that. I think it's only fair and reasonable to wait until those players are out of their quarantine periods, and then for everybody across the competition, training should start. So that probably pushes it back to the 21st. Then I know they wanted 3 weeks after that to prepare for the main season. So I don't think until at least mid-June will we be able to play. But here in WA, I just don't think that'll happen, particularly for the first 6 to 8 weeks.
So do you think it would be a disadvantage if the AFL says Monday, May 18, which is the date being mentioned by most and has been mentioned for a couple of days now, if all of a sudden the players that didn't get back to Perth quickly enough were still in quarantine for 2 more days after that?
I think that's only fair and reasonable, given the comments made by the AFL that everybody had to have the same amount of time to prepare. Here in WA, we've had the opportunity to train in groups of 10 for a couple of weeks, but the teams haven't been allowed to do that. I just think the AFL can't go back on their thoughts. It needs to be the same equal playing environment for every team and then work your way from that. And I think the complicating issue for the teams here in the West has been they've been waiting on what the announcements by the Victorian government to see if it was better to keep their Victorian players over there, because if they were going to go into quarantine hubs in Victoria, there was no point bringing them back here to the West. So that's why they've been delayed, probably more so than some of the other clubs over there in the East.
So you think they've been delayed no fault of their own, as opposed to maybe you should have got back sooner if you're with a WA team?
Absolutely. I think if you go back to probably a week and a half ago, the big hookup with all of the players, it was the likelihood was to go to Victoria and basically set up quarantine hubs over there. So from a WA perspective, you would never have bothered to bring your players back to go into isolation for 14 days. You wanted to wait to get the information. And now they've waited as long as they can. They've been given that. They've got their players back. But on top of that, it now seems that they may have to head back east anyway. Mm. And those players have done their 14 days really for no reason.
So if the AFL says, well, if you don't have the border controls come down in WA, then we can't be playing any games in WA. The West Coast Eagles essentially won't get a game in WA and can't win the flag.
Yeah, you're probably right with that. It makes it extremely difficult. And I think that's a real possibility now that we won't see a game played here in the West, particularly in the early part of the season. It means the Fremantle Dockers, the West Coast Eagles, will have to go somewhere around the country to set up for the season to be able to either walk or travel to the MCG if that's where they choose to go. Or do they look elsewhere? Do they look at the Gold Coast? Do they look at Darwin, if that opportunity was there, to try and take away some of the competitive advantage that the Victorian teams might have, your Collingwood, your Geelongs, your Richmond, particularly from a West Coast point of view, they're the teams that I believe they'll be competing against this year for the premiership. So, you know, they've got to make that big decision. Do we hand a massive free kick to those clubs and we place ourselves in Victoria, which means they don't have to travel whatsoever, or do you at least force them to get out of Victoria, to travel to the Gold Coast to go and play the Fremantle Dockers or the West Coast Eagles? It's probably a little bit different for both clubs. I think West Coast is really a contender. I think Fremantle, it might not be the worst to go and take their team away to Victoria to improve their away performance at Marvel Stadium or the MCG. So that in future years, when they're contending, you know, the away games are not a big issue as they would have been.
Would the public in WA kick up a fuss and put more pressure on the government if all of a sudden it was known that the West Coast Eagles and Fremantle were going to have to stay away from the state for 20 weeks?
No, I don't think it's going to be like that. I think it's the other way. We have a lot of callers on Talkback Radio over here on 6PR that are ringing in saying, well, that's how it is for the mining industry, that's how it is for certain other industries. It shouldn't be special exemption granted to AFL. And I think a lot are pretty proud, and I'm quite proud of my government too, that they've done a really good job. Like South Australia, they've shut down the borders. The results are very good. It's a one-in, all-in sort of focus, and I'm not sure you should start making special exemptions for, you know, different industries, because where do you start and stop with that? And I think the public would get very frustrated with that. One thing the frustration is over here is the Victorian bias, and it's been strong over there in South Australia. I've been watching and reading with that. They think that the Victorian bosses over there are making rules around quarantine hubs that are going to suit the Victorian teams. I don't necessarily subscribe to that, but I think with people being isolated for a long time in their own homes, a lot of time to think, there is some real frustration about the big bias that does exist in the AFL.
So would there be many West Coast Eagles or Fremantle players that would say no if it meant staying away for 20 weeks?
No. I think even when they had the original hookup going back with all the players, the 800 players, there was a lot of frustration from the players in the West at the attitudes of some of the senior players from the Victorian clubs, that they weren't prepared to go into hubs for up to 20 weeks. Now, we know that's not going to happen, particularly for the clubs over there now. I think the attitude over here is it's always been to make it work, and those players were prepared to travel. They do it every second week. They leave their families for 2 to 3 weeks. There'll be some that do it tougher than others. Like Tim Kelly's just come back for family reasons to Perth because, you know, he's got some young kids that need some special attention back here in the West as well. You know, others, Liam Ryan as well, that have young families that they've got to deal with. But they're more than happy. And I know Nat Nui spoke about it this morning on radio. Dave Mundy, also from the Fremantle Dockers. It has been mentioned that, you know, they are preparing themselves to make the move to wherever that is. We don't know, to make sure that the season can proceed, because we all think that's what needs to be done. I think it's not always about integrity for me this year. I think it's about saving the game of AFL so that we can get it back as soon as possible to what it was.
So you think a few players were not that happy with the way that the leader of the Players Association, Patrick Dangerfield, spoke about hubs initially?
Not so much Patrick Dangerfield. I think my understanding is on the video hookup that they had with all the players, there was a lot of frustration that came from the senior players in Victoria that they were dead against being away for that period of time, whereby many of the West Aussies, they were happy to do it. If that's what it took to get the game back going, they were more than happy to sacrifice time away from their families to do that. So I know that's a fact, that there was some frustration from players over here in the West about more senior players from Victorian clubs.
So players could take their family to Queensland. If you're up there for 20 weeks, there's nothing stopping them from taking their family and having and paying the expense to have their family with them in Queensland. Do you see any players doing that?
Absolutely. I think if the AFL go down this path where they are saying to Fremantle and West Coast that you have to base yourself in Victoria or Queensland, wherever that may be, they have to allow them, one, to take a full list of players to do so, to take a full list of support staff as well, medical staff. And I think the families, it's only fair that if all the other clubs have their families that they're living with, then I think our club should be afforded that responsibility to be able to take their families at the cost of the AFL to make it as easier an environment as they could to try and obviously balance out the inequality of not being able to play your home games here in the West.
So the AFL said we're going to pay the cost of one person to come with you, your partner, but if you want to bring your kids or you want more than that, you have to pay. Would they do that, the players?
No, I don't think so. I think they'd be very upset with the fact that they're making the sacrifice. And I think the amount of money that was spoken about to have all the players housed, when we're talking about the quarantine hubs going back 2 weeks ago, it was something like $40 million. Well, it's looking like that's not going to be needed. So I think the AFL should put into their own pocket to say, no, all of the families, if that's one or five, you can all go to that hub environment to set up to make it easier for the teams here in the West to be as normal as possible.
So what's going to be the outcome, Paul? Where do you see us in 7 weeks' time? Can you look forward and tell me what the landscape's going to look like? Who's going to be where? Where are the games going to be played? And whether there will or won't be hubs?
As we stand here today, I think no doubt the two clubs here will be moving over east for a period of time. And then it's really difficult because I don't think the AFL can do a fixture towards the back end of their season unless they know where Fremantle and West Coast are going to be at that time. And, you know, there's talk over here. It could be till August until we start allowing the borders to be opened up and teams to fly in and out. So, one, I don't think the AFL is going to be able to do a full fixture until they have that information. But I do believe now, unless things dramatically change in the next 2 to 3 weeks, that our two clubs will be based in some part of Australia and play their home games of choice at that facility or ground or part of the country.
Where do you see the crowds at events, outdoor events, being in 7 weeks' time in WA, given that you've now had 7 days without a coronavirus case, a new case, and I think you've only got 17 or 14 current active cases left as well. So you're heading to South Australian territory of having a full 14-day cycle of no new cases. So where do you think you'll be with crowds at major events in 7 weeks?
I don't think we'll be at that point yet. It's not really my expertise, but you know, I think there'll be a bit of water to go under the bridge. I think they'll look at other states, whether that's the Northern Territory, with them opening up restaurants and bars that could be coming up soon to see if there are any outbreaks from that. But in terms of full capacity events, I don't think that'll be happening this year. There might be some small trials where they allow 1,000, 2,000 into certain venues, but I'm not sure that achieves too much given the capacity over here is 60,000. So that's the great unknown, and that's why it makes it so difficult for the brains trust of the AFL to make their decisions and the right decisions right now, because we just don't know what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, the WA Premier has just confirmed in the last few minutes another day of no new coronavirus cases in WA. So you're going pretty well. You're allowed to get together in groups of 10 at the moment, Paul. You're allowed to have gatherings at funerals. Are you, any cafes look like being open soon?
No cafes yet. We haven't got word on that. And we still have the intrastate borders that are up too. So we can't travel to the country. That could be in place for another few weeks. We're still waiting on an announcement on Friday with regards to that. Our waffle clubs, absolutely, they're now back in groups of 10. They're sort of staggering their training sessions to allow that to happen. And, yeah, that's going to be an interesting one as well, given the West Coast Eagles have a team over here in the waffle, and the Fremantle Dockers linked with Peel Thunder as well. So their season's going to be compromised. There's a lot to play out yet, Wayne.
No, absolutely. And whatever is the parameter today, in an hour's time, could change completely. Well, Monday it could change, because Monday's the big day with the federal government making a decision or two and the Victorian government to do that as well. Paul, great to have a chat to you, to hear the WA perspective. Really appreciate your time, and keep up the good work on Sports Day WA.
Good on you, Dwayne. Appreciate it.
Paul Hazelby, Sports Day WA host and former Fremantle star for Dometic, Mobile Living Made Easy. Dometic introduces the new CFX3 to all outdoor adventures. It's the ultimate portable fridge freezer, the Dometic CFX3. Your calls on all that straight after the break. 1-300-736-736. Jump on the open line. Let's have a chat. The open line, thanks to Werribee Kia, 1-300-736-736. Werribee Kia, open for business. The whole team down there, open for business. You can drop down and have a look at their massive showroom. Their beautiful range of new cars at Werribee Kia, and take your car in for a service as well. Your call's next.